Saxophonist and composer James Moody has died. The veteran jazz man will forever be remembered for this. Moody's Mood for Love has been covered by George Benson, Van Morrison, and Queen Latifah, among many others. James Moody was also known for his soulful saxophone playing and for mentoring younger musicians. He died in San Diego yesterday of pancreatic cancer. He was 85 years old. NPR's Walter Ray Watson has this remembrance.
James Moody's life began with challenges. As he told WHYY's Fresh Air in 1996, he was born partially deaf, and he spoke with a lisp.
It doesn't mean that I have a speech impediment. It's just that I don't hear S's. My wife always tells me when I'm singing Mood for Love, I'd say, you give me a smile, and it sounds like you're saying you give me a mile.
Such a funny thing, but every time you need me, I never can behave. You give me a smile and then I'm wrapped up in your magic.
Moody couldn't hear certain high notes as a child, but as he told NPR in 1997, he would stand outside the windows of his neighborhood music store in Newark, New Jersey, a lot.
And I used to look at the saxophones every day. I just look at them, you know. And when I first got my first saxophone, I put it in bed by me and went to sleep with it, man. And just looking at it, boy.
His uncle bought him that secondhand alto when he was 16. He mostly taught himself to play. His first real musical training came as a member of the Negro Air Force Band, an unofficial group formed in his segregated unit during World War II. That's where Dizzy Gillespie heard and hired him. He played 3 years with Gillespie, but an early addiction problem sent him to recover at his uncle's home in Paris.
So I went to Paris to stay for 2 weeks and stayed 3 years.
In 1949, using a borrowed alto saxophone, Moody improvised over the chord changes to the pop song I'm in the Mood for Love. His version never stated the melody, but it inspired a couple of jukebox hits.
And what happened was the instrumental was a hit first, and then King Pleasure sang the vocal version, and that became a hit.
You give me a smile and then I'm wrapped up in your magic.
The song became a hit in large part because of the way another singer, Eddie Jefferson, skillfully turned Moody's saxophone solo into lyrics.
Come and do it with me, any little thing you want to. Anything, baby, just let me get next to you.
Moody's Mood for Love became James Moody's calling card. He came back to the U.S. and got a new lease on life.
He'll play a solo. You're sitting there listening to it and say, wow. And then Moody will come over to you on the side of the stage and look up and say, was that all right?
John Faddis says that's typical of Moody's humility. He first met the saxophonist when Faddis was a teenager.
I know younger musicians like Antonio Hart and myself will look at Moody and see someone who is always searching and learning more about music and life, and is always willing to share what he knows with others.
Moody's generosity extended to his audience. He was a showman at concerts, making crowds laugh with his self-deprecating honesty.
And the thing about it, ladies and gentlemen, is this is the way I am. If I make a mistake, like, that's me, and I do it, because, you see, making mistakes is being perfect. I'm serious, because I'm perfectly me. You see what I mean?
And James Moody was a lot more than his best-known song. Walter Ray Watson, NPR News.
This is NPR News.